Stay tuned for a special edition of Words of New Hope. Aloha, and welcome to Words of New Hope, coming your way from New Hope Christian Fellowship in Honolulu, pastored by Dr. Wayne Cordero. Today, something I know you'll enjoy. We're going to bring you a half hour of praise and worship from New Hope. You'll hear Pastor Wayne lead the congregation in a Hawaiian hymn, and he'll share a word of encouragement and a prayer. You're in for a real blessing, I just know. Let's join the Frontlines musicians and all the congregation of New Hope as we give praise and honor to Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Still going through, I will worship you. Worship him no matter where we're at. And I was just thinking through this last song, you know, about a month ago I got sick. I know a few people got the flu or there's just some kind of cold going around in the throat. I mean, I got the works. The body sweats, chills, you know, name it. Even my voice, I actually lost my voice. I couldn't sing. And now for a Portuguese girl, that's torture. But you know, I remember coming to service one day and just being able to sit in the congregation, not being able to sing or even really talk very much, but I remember thinking, Lord, oh, I wish I could just sing, and I have this restriction, and I'm so used to using my voice. But I remember just sitting there in worship and just realizing, you know, even though I have this illness or this restriction or this circumstance that I'm going through, I can still worship him. I could still raise my hands and lift my heart and fix my eyes on Jesus, the one who's so deserving of it.
Thank you. One of the prayers in the New Testament is called the Lord's Prayer, and in it we find these words. God teaches us how to pray, and he says, pray in this way. And one of the phrases is, let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You know, in Revelation, the Bible says that angels are around the throne in heaven, giving him praise all day long, singing, holy, 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 holy is the Lord of hosts. And when you and I are here worshiping in the same way, what is happening here is we are doing exactly what the angels are doing, and his prayer is being fulfilled because his will is being done on earth just as it is in heaven. And so we sing with the angels in worship to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. But you got to throw your heart into it. Because I know each time we gather, we still have a choice to sing without heart or a choice to sing with all of our hearts. Still a choice. You see, the angels aren't up in heaven singing, glorify, glorify. No. Neither are they saying, glorify. Where are we going for brunch? Lunch, lunch, yeah, no lunch after this. No, they are focused in, they've thrown their hearts over line. You understand? So if we're really going to be doing on earth as it is in heaven, our worship has to be exuberant and completely genuine with heartfelt worship. And when that happens, thy will is done on earth as it is in heaven. I'm so glad we get to do what the angels are doing. Amen. Yeah. Here's a beautiful hymn. Let's sing this hymn, How Great Thou Art. Oh Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider thy power throughout the universe displays.
Sing.
Then sings my soul, my Savior, unto thee.
How great thou art!
How great thou art!
How great thou art!
Then sings kind is to take a hold of the person's hand next to you on either side. You know, it's our prayer that these moments like this at New Hope will become atmospheres for the miraculous. That as we gather, we've got to remember the Bible says, wherever two or more gathered in my name, there I'll be in their midst. Now, the one who is in our midst is the one whose name is Jehovah Rapha, which means a God who heals. That it's just his character when he shows up that healing takes place. And the scripture says that we can lay hands on the sick and they will recover. And one of the reasons we take a hold of hands is because the scripture just says, lay hands on the sick. And there's people always in moments like this that are struggling with certain physical things on the inside of their bodies. Or maybe some psychosomatic things or some emotional things, a broken heart or a struggle in their family. There's lots of healing that needs to take place. Now, we can just work everybody up to a feverish pitch and then hope that healing takes place. But it's not the feverish pitch that brings healing. It's his presence. It's his manifest presence. And so our prayer is that each time we gather, as we recognize the healer is in the house, that healing happens. That even without us knowing, it could be during the worship time. It could be right now. It could be during the greeting time or during the message. Just healing takes place. Things are put in place, organs are healed, backs are straightened. That's just the mere presence of God, the manifest presence of the Lord, that all kinds of things just start taking place. That's our hope. That is our prayer. And that's what we ask God for. Let's pray. Lord, we lay hands on the one on our left and on our right. And we ask that you would heal and that you will straighten, that you will give hope to. Where there's someone who feels that they're at a dead end, give them a new beginning. Where there's someone who is discouraged, give them health and hope again. Where there's someone who's exasperated, give them options that give them new horizon and new vistas for their lives. I pray, Father, where there is physical illness, that you will give physical healing. So would you bless this one on our left and the one on our right, so that when we leave this place, we will leave differently than when we arrived. So we welcome you, O Holy Spirit. And where there needs to be just a cleansing, Lord, let there be that spiritual dialysis that takes place, just exchanging our hurts for your health, so that we exchange our illness for your wholeness. Lord, let that exchange be taking place even now in this place and each time we gather. And we thank you, that it's your manifest presence that brings healing, not what we do, but what you've done on the cross, and we accept and receive that. Now bless this one on our left and on our right. Let them know how loved they are today. In Jesus' matchless name we pray, amen. Well, hug about three people, give them a big hug, and say, welcome to the presence of the King.
In Christ alone.
Thank you for joining us for this special edition of Words of New Hope. We trust you've been strengthened and encouraged by the praise and worship. We invite you to visit our New Hope store online, where you can order our latest praise and worship CD. It's called Glorify, and it's available on CD or DVD. Go to www.enewhope.org, and while you're there, you'll find other helpful resources from Pastor Wayne, books, tapes, the Life Journal, and much, much more. Again, that's enewhope.org. This is Del Gibbs wishing you a great day in the Lord, and aloha. It's